Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. There's National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional interests built for a country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yanup Shong Yu Mob too deadly? Live here. So, yeah, you can also text a brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yeah, so just come back from Fiji. Was over there for the 6th Pacific Urban Forum. A fantastic yarning circle it was in regarding the global climate and First Nation, Indigenous people in South Pacific and the Big Island here on in Australia. Very urgent conversation in regard to what's happening on planet Earth. They're looking for life on planet Mars and need to respect and look after this country, this planet first. So there it is. It's very powerful conversations accelerating the implementation of the new urban agenda to achieve the sustainable development goals in the Pacific through multi-stakeholder partnership. So a very important conversation. I thank Fiji people, locals over there, traditional owners, allowing us to be there on their country and have this yarning circle, very powerful yarning circle, that talk about one of the islands further out is in the focus of being sea rising and being drowned under. To hell with drowning was the caption, the phrase they used over there. But all first world countries need to come to the table and act, and we need to cut out all the pollution that's going on planet Earth. Maybe you're yarn about that space. Yarn up strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. And like I said, I want to give a big shout out to all our First Nation radio stations across the country. Thank you, NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. It is a team effort, and we are operating on that that platform and regarding yarns and communications and stories. Don't forget, 14th of October is the date that's selected for the up-and-coming referendum. Compulsory, you have to go to the polling booths and have your say. It's a complete full word in the vote in the, on the ballot paper. Yes, yes or no, no. But give us a call, have your say, get more information. And in regard to where you're sitting on the fence, you need more information to help you decide which way you want to go. Keep in mind, we don't have anybody at the table at the moment in regarding discussions for First Nation people. So majority of First Nation people are all for yes, and we need to get over the line in that sense to have a conversation at the table with Parliament. I mean, we all know that the CEO of Qantas, who just resigned, the next CEO, whatever, the CEO of Qantas, CEO of Telstra, the CEO of NAB, all have virtually just a phone call away to the Prime Minister, whereas First Nation people not even in the intro, so go figure. Have you seen Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Days I've been putting necks with the sand, smoking weed where it's been. Drunk when the week start, drunk to the weekend. Project the condition from my mission bad, and I don't pretend to fake moves. I'm from the old school, cool. That's how I'll be with energy deadly to get me out of this hell. Rock melodies heavenly with a story to tell. That devil tried put death on me. I'm paying the penalty when I'm without my family. Insanity surrounding me. I must find a remedy for me. It's HIP, HOP, not O.
VP, other people property. I'm no thief, I got beat when police give cheek. When I walk city streets and all I seek is peace, love, harmony, funky beats and freeze. You wanna mess with me, I'll kick your heart and your teeth. Oh, FB, gotta deal with this pain and this grief. Gotta turn a new leaf, cause my life is brief. Did my son, my daughter, my nephew and my niece of that R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Don't see me, boy, where's my people right now? We're dying economically, we're dying in poverty. Singing, huh, what you wanna do right now? Climb economically and find black sovereignty. Yo, everyday people, everyday is a struggle. Come to make a stand, flex a muscle and hustle. The struggle is the trouble that we face every day. We'll just face the pain and more strength we gain. Singing, they wanna bleed, they're not helping my breed. We'll still stick in the missions where diabetes and high blood pressure, lung cancer. My people died early from that, I had no chance to hunt with them, chuck a line with them. Jenna gulling up the scrub and shoot a white pigeon. Now boom, boom, go to fortune, dropping two scrub in. Show it off into my car, singing him again. How'd you do that? Where'd you get that? Where you shoot that bird? In a national park, at the dark, a yellow word. Bird, 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 we are bird is the word. But I'm still tripping on the streets, in the southern suburbs. I'm singing, what? Where's my people right now? We dying economically, we dying in poverty. Singing, huh? What you wanna do right now? Climb economically and find black sovereignty. Everyday people, everyday is a struggle. Time to make a stand, flex a muscle and hustle. The struggle is the trouble that we face every day. We'll just face the pain and more strength we gain. I'm singing, huh? Where's my people right now? We dying economically, we dying in poverty. Singing, huh? What you wanna do right now? Climb economically and find black sovereignty. Everyday people, everyday is a struggle. Time to make a stand, flex a muscle and hustle. The struggle is the trouble that we face every day. We just face the pain and more strength gain. Looking out, all spiritual vibes I get. When I smoke split, I spit smoky dope lyric. Indigenous spirit, I make the devil fear it. Nobody used to deal it, but now I'm on the real wall. Legit path to get the cash and splash. The riches being vicious, eating cuisine. Vicious, delicious, delicious, ambitious to cry. The cash with breeze, granted wishes to families. And did you set them free? I'm in God's army, a secret agent. Waking up, drunk brother sleeping on the pavement. I'm a peaceful man, you don't wanna see me vagrant. I'll tear up the slang, cause black Australia be sacred to me. Half white, half Maori. I got educated, never was, it's been a gory. In a hurry, I get mine, blow up like a mine. Let the world know I'm a product of the Dreamtime poor. Where's my people right now? We dying economically, we dying in poverty. Singing, huh, what you wanna do right now? Climb economically and find black sovereignty. Yo, and everyday people, everyday is a struggle. Time to make a stand, flex a muscle and hustle. The struggle is the trouble that we face every day. We'll just face the pain and more strength we gain. We'll just face the pain and more strength we gain.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Ooh. Ooh. Make them at the work. The making tracks in the dirt. Diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. We're the making holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we saw it work. We're the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. We're the making holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we saw it. You must have me, San Balarayan. I take our rib, I come a sea island. Born and bred where Kyoto, the island. Busy not to fly, must fly go by again. Now the utter and be full blood, new and mine. Now the art and be cell come from Jamaica. With the coming of the light, now July 1 sends a light blown Torres Strait Island. How much the young you bad when art become? Art they matter make it dance, art they make it the marker. And man no understand, when we shake a hand, me plan make it one plan. We not playing for fun, fun. Them come on, see some be snug a band. Woman nug a man, bullet no got no gun. I mean no gun, hand to command man. From make it wrong decision, them come. But we no sabe, see them at the work. With them make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With them make it holes in the earth, to track in the hurt. But what you thought, we could be worth, we sabe work. With them make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With them make it holes in the earth, to track in the hurt. But what you thought, we could be worth, we sabe. Bamba, you go walk but not sabe where you from. Matter love and pay respects to those before us. Pass them go from diver to a dove now.
Look your bub, sign up the gabba gab. Mata listen club, them kind was a mara.
Yeah, that's Martha Work, that Savage Soldier here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yana Up Strong? Yana with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, up and coming, we've got Yumi Arts, Big Talk One Fire. Now operating 16 years with biggest ever festival in Lush Parklands venue here in Cairns. And look, with that, we're going to catch up with one of the stall holders. And that's my one and only brother there. We have Trevor Peckham on the line. And a very good morning, Brother Trev. Which way? How are you, brother?
Yeah, it's good morning, family.
Good to hear your voice, brother.
Same like that.
And before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where are you from, Trev?
Yes, well... Good morning, family. Diri Nura, which means the rainforest mountain up here where Cairns. Mm. And I'm a son of the Buluru, east coast of Australia. Yeah, and we, as a business, wife and I, our name of our business is Wirra Waka.
Wirra Waka? Yep.
Yes, represents our mum's origins and nations, yes. The Waka Waka and Wiradjuri. And when we put the two names together, we got Wirra Waka, and we said, yeah, well, if Mum's leading the show, we're right, man.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, my big bro, go on, you argue with Mum.
Yeah, go and argue, Mum, you're slowing down.
You run away faster than me, my big bro.
True that. Yeah. Now, you're still holding.
I'll stand there and say, yes, Mum, yeah, and take the other name.
Exactly.
No, because she loved me, because I'm a son of a mother.
Yeah, beautiful. You know? Yes.
Now, big bro, I just like to acknowledge... today to the past and the present and the future of all of our people of home and country here, of this great land, Australia.
Yes.
And, you know, always be blessed in the spirit. And in the spirit, we always do things. Mm. And in the spirit of this moment right now, big bro, one talk, big fire.
One talk, big fire. Look, it's powerful, it's deadly, brother. So you're a stall holder?
Well, you know, this year we get the privilege to be a part of this.
Yeah.
This year's Yumi Arts event, the Big Talk One Fire, it's going to be there at Munro Martin Park.
Yes.
And, big bro, it's going to be our first time to even go into the facility, so we're majorly excited.
Yeah, thank you.
And what we will be able to do is showcase our Wongal program from Wirra Waka. And the Wongal program, the Boomerang program, it'll just, well, basically, this festival... that's given our community visitors an opportunity to gain first-hand knowledge of the culture and significance of our traditional tools, you know, from our interactive workshop. And then through explaining the meanings, the designs and colour references, values and the processes of why we use it in our workshop, Big Bro, people will be able to take that opportunity and work and really take a chance to emerge themselves in our cultural background, you know?
Yes.
And that way we're allowing people to really see for themselves the value, why did we construct it, what's the meaning behind putting down the colour.
Mm.
And then that's the result of what you're trying to express. And then through this process, we've found through delivering this program, people have done a lot of self-awareness, self-identifying, self-connection, and this is all back to their own origins and cultures and countries, you know?
Yes.
And this is when you think Wirra Waka, I would like you to think community.
Mm.
And when you think community, I want you to think family.
Yeah, beautiful.
So when you think those three things, family, community, think Wirra Waka. Because we're not going to cater just to one person.
Sure.
We wish to community, our family, and visitors to our family's community to please come and participate at the One Talk Big Fire.
Yeah, fantastic.
And again, we want to say a big thank you for the privilege for Yumi Arts to allow us to engage and bring our product to the festival there, Big Bro, which is a free one too.
Sure, don't exactly. Forget. Free, yeah, free.
You know, this is a free festival, everyone.
Exactly.
So you don't need tickets. You just got to come and enjoy and immerse yourself with all of the offerings from our community, you know?
Yes.
Hey, big bro.
Exactly. Now, my brother, so...
Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello? No, I've lost you. Try again. You there? Trevor Peckham.
I think they lost me.
Nope, Trevor Peckham. Trevor, you there? Hello, Trevor. Trevor? No, we lost Trevor there. We'll try and get Trevor back. Trevor Peckham, he's one of the stall holders operating at the Yumi Arts. Big Talk One Fire, 6 years been operating here in Cairns, and a great opportunity for locals around. You there, Trevor?
Hey, I was going on the best role in my life.
No, no, we caught everything, my brother. You just couldn't hear me.
Brooks would have been proud of me. I'm you
there?
This man.
And can you hear
cut me?
No, I lost you. And I didn't cut you off, my brother. We lost you there. We'll try and get you back and continue that conversation. Trevor Peckham, one of the stall holders at the 16th Yumi Arts Big Talk One Fire. Happens annually, so 16 years been operating, and look, it's a great celebration in regard to First Nation culture from across the board, where we're talking artifacts or talking clothing or talking entertainment, arts, what have you. There it is. But look, we'll try and get Trevor back, continue the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, I should never forget Trevor Peckham. We'll try again with Trevor Peckham. Trevor, you there, brother?
Yes, not too much ice cream.
No, no. Hey, you there? You there?
Yeah, and just put the cherry on the top there for
me. Yeah, cherry. Hey, I'm coming to your place. You've got dessert happening there, brother.
Well, my big bro, that's what I'm saying. I had time to get it ready.
No, in actual fact, we caught everything you were saying. Just couldn't hear me at the end there when I went to grab your attention. But all good, brother. So being a stall holder for the first time, Yumi Arts, yeah, you're saying you and your lovely wife, Olivia, are excited about this space. Great opportunity. So come culture and come business. It's all wrapped in one, isn't it, brother?
Yeah, and we're all from community, my big bro.
Exactly.
And we're Aboriginal family from the Buluru of East Coast, you know?
Yeah.
And to really have this opportunity and to be privileged to be part of the One Talk Big Fire, Big Bro, it's magic.
Magic.
You know?
Of course it is,
it's
brother.
Magic. And I feel like that's the greatest thing that we can do as a merging business.
Sure.
Is to really be a part of our communities, engaging, you know?
How long you and your lovely wife Olivia been in business for, bro?
Since 2022, we made it official.
Official 2022, so infancy. Got your huggies on there still, brother. Gimby's there, but enjoying the journey. Yes.
Yes, you know, and wife and I smile at each other in those moments because we're getting a bit older for Gimby, ain't
we? Beginning's half done, my brother. Too deadly.
Hey. And just with the support of our community, you know, and being a part of community support in our region here, it's really made us stronger as a business to flourish together. Yeah. And there's going to be more opportunities. And I really rally our local families who are taking on a new business, especially in creative arts, for us to get up and really showcase yourselves by... You know, getting in contact with Yumi Art, you know, and the director of the art there, Lisa, Sister Lisa, you know, she's always open and waiting for people to contact her to be involved in ideas she has coming up, and we can then be as a community more visual.
Visual, exactly.
And that's creative arts right there, Big Bo, you know?
It is, and exactly.
Yes, and we love it, my big brother. And one thing that we really appreciate being the culture we're from, all of us, is that art is our first language.
Yes,
and
so true.
You know, you don't need to read and write to do art, big bro. Please, family, you don't have to be a learned or a person of high education or know how to read the words or understand. Just colour, apply colour, talk to people in colours. And our motto in our company, in our business, big bro, we call it putting spirit into colour.
Yeah, beautiful. Nice description. You know? Nice description.
Yes, my big bro. So we're excited mostly, you know, to be privileged to be a part of the One Talk Big Fire. And as you said at the beginning, big bro, it's only getting bigger. and it's getting stronger.
Yep.
And the more involvement we can be a part of, where Waka is, our door is always going to be open for that, you know?
Yeah, too deadly. Yeah. Brother, you operate. So you operate your business from home, is that right? You make all the artifacts?
Yes, so we have our, basically just through our community connections, we have opportunities to go and do, so the tool makings, we'll do it at one family member. Mm. Then that way we're supplying them with assistance and also monetary gain for helping them as well, you know. And then you got families who want to do jewelry and stuff like that.
Mm.
So you got all of these grassroots people who are part of our community.
Yes.
And for ourselves working at home meaning in Cairns, you know. So we take a opportunity to always do workshops with a lot of organisations that tend to have a lot of their own facilities that they need to work with, Big Bro.
Yes.
And especially team building workshops and stuff like that. We always find that a lot of people have maybe items or things that sort of like really represent their actual company, their business, their clientele, and the significances for them is really important too. So to apply two things together, submerge them in a cultural submersion, and getting the information or the tools or whatever they have from the organisations passed on to the people who's attending, that's where we really flourish. We love facilitating in that big problem. One thing we do with our creative arts business is more about doing workshops, facilitating them, more so than in the, at home, sort of really working like a hamster on the wheel, Big Bro.
Yeah, you know?
We want the wheel to be the community, and we as a group move it.
Good analogy, you know? Yes.
Yes, Big Bro.
Too dirty, brother. Well, fantastic. So Bummer Bipper will be there doing the outdoor broadcast. So we'll be able to catch up, brother, and look at some of your artifacts, brother.
Yes.
And support
with
you in
the
that
joy
way.
Always, you know, the smiles is what makes it worth everything, especially seeing each other.
Yeah, true that, my brother. True that. And big shout out to you, beautiful lady there, Olivia. Big shout out.
When you're going past in a motor car, that's all you can get is the smile.
That's it, or that wave, that Murray wave.
That's my big guy, you know. And then you still see the smile after that wave.
Yeah, true, for sure.
I like that. So, family, look, thank you very kindly for the time and opportunity for us as we're a walker to be on air here, talking about the Big Talk 15.
Yes.
And seriously, we'd love to see us all down there on the 16th, Saturday.
Lovely.
And the timing is, what, 9 o'clock in the morning? Does it open, Big Bro?
Yeah, but the festivity kicks off at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, brother, yep.
So 3
you guys set up at 9 o'clock, yep.
Yeah, like that, you know. So I've got to keep on track. That's what to do when you're in business.
That's right, my brother. Well, one love. Yeah. You take care, my brother. We'll see you on Saturday. Thanks.
Yes, and Guri and Garu, and may we all have a quality and a joyful, blessed day in the spirit.
Beautiful. Thank you, brother.
Good evening.
Beautiful yarn there. That's Trevor Peckham. We're a Waka Cultural Services who are showcasing all their artifacts and all their work at the Boomerang Painting Workshop at the Yumi Arts. Big Talk 15. 16 years been running now. Fantastic. So great opportunity. So all your mob there in the Cairns community and region, that's Black and White. Come on down to Yumi Arts at the Munro Martin Park, Parklands. And show kicks off from 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Entertainment galore from stage. And it goes to about 10 o'clock at night. So too deadly. Stay tuned. Your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Ya no me lo duvaría, ni ya buena, de la luna, no. Street that's a 149 fire girl, JKLMS.
Oh baby, 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 baby. Oh baby, 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 baby.
Oh, me love, me love, me love, yeah. She said she kinda miss me singing on the phone. Talking from the night till the morning.
Ooh, baby, girl, you are me one in a million. Let me show you the way to a paradise with the layer. Ooh, baby, 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 baby.
Daily track there, Baby Darling, JKLMS, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, CQ University empowers First Nation education across the curriculum. CQ University has enhanced its support for First Nations education, training and research by forming a dedicated leading and teaching First Nations studies team focused on incorporating First Nations curriculum across all CQU courses. With that, we're going to catch up Yana with our Daily Brother, Dr. Gary Fry, First Nations Studies and Manager and Academic Lead on this space. So on the line, we have Dr. Gary Fry. Good morning. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, g'day. How are you?
I'm well. Doctor, thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Doctor?
I'm a Doggerman man. Jarlam is my skin group from Katherine in the Northern Territory.
Okay, beautiful. And look, thank you for this this yarn. Brother Gary, we're talking about CQ University enhancing support for First Nation education training and research by forming a dedicated learning and teaching First Nation studies team. So enlighten us, please, brother. What's the go there?
Well, it's all to do with Reconciliation Australia and Universities Australia and the need for our tertiary sector to, you know, develop clear understandings about, you know, us mob, where we come from, why we are important in terms of embedding our content and perspectives across the curriculum. So, you know, students learn about the rightful place of First Nations peoples in the context of Australian history, but also the contemporary times in terms of, you know, national identity, and learn about what a cultural competency approach looks like in terms of teaching.
And hats off to CQ University for allowing us to go forward First Nations curriculum across all CQ courses. That's great.
Yeah, it's a pretty big investment in time and energy, and it commits, you know, all of our colleges and schools to, over the next 5 years, there's going to be, we expect that every single course offered from the university has First Nations curriculum built into it. So, you know, so students understand the rightful place of our mob in all of this.
So that's for all courses and for all students. That's black and white, brother.
Yeah. Most of the students that we have in the university are non-Indigenous. So
yeah, sure.
And likewise the staff. Most staff are not Indigenous. So.
And look, it's just a great platform for our knowledge and a bridge builder, you could say, in more ways than one. Dr.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the whole point of this work is, you know, understanding that closing the gap hasn't worked. It's not working. You know, and the gap is not at our end. The gap is actually in terms of policy and understanding. It's in the education system. It's understanding the rightful place of our mob in the context of this country because, as you know, there's a lot of competing groups who are calling out for the representation, but none of them are like our First Nations families, you know, in terms of our foundational location within the contemporary Australian national identity moving forward, and what it means in terms of social justice for our First Nations people.
Exactly. Dr. Gary, can you tell us how this all came about? Were you invited to the table, or you take it to the CQ Chancellor and say, this is what we need, this one needs to be done, or...
It was part of ongoing work. It goes back a number of years.
Sure.
The Central Queensland University has been taking reconciliation seriously.
Yes.
And at the moment we have a reconciliation action plan which is based on innovation. And so basically the idea there is, you know, and it commits all the schools and colleges to action. You can't ignore it because you're going to be held accountable for it. And so at all levels of the university, so it's a whole of university shift. And so I was recruited earlier this year in April and my team, between April and June, as a specific team within the Office of Indigenous Engagement, led by Professor Adrian Miller, and really the Office of Indigenous Engagement is where I'm located, and exactly that, we're about engagement and supporting the schools and colleges in work related to First Nations staff and students.
So the you would have been all arms open in regard to the approach from CQ University.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
My background is I was a senior school principal for many years.
Okay.
And so in the Northern Territory and worked in the uni. And so I came across here and some opportunities came up. And it's been really great working in the office and with my small team, but dedicated team, and focused on, helping the academics to understand the various ways that the curriculum can be enhanced with First Nations cultural content, and also in terms of how it's delivered. So we have these workshops, series of workshops that are happening every fortnight to the end of the year, and supporting staff. So we expect by the end of our workshops around mid-December, we should have over 600 participants engaging with our workshops. So it's been quite popular.
And Brother Dr. Gary, the First Nations students would be excited about this space as well.
Yes, yes. Oh, absolutely. So it's bringing the... It's giving prominence and it's giving, a priority to First Nations peoples within the context of the tertiary sector. And it's really recognising, and this agendas come from Universities Australia. So if you think about that as the key representative body for universities across Australia, they're saying this needs to happen.
Yes.
And obviously this is all linked in with Reconciliation Australia's agenda. So, and you got to, the great thing about it, CQU, is that they are taking it seriously and from the highest levels of Chancellor and Vice-Chancellor down. And when that happens and they want to make the key actions that are embedded within the Reconciliation Action Plan for the university, to take it seriously.
And the word respect is front and centre. Dr. Gary.
The word respect is front and centre. Absolutely it is. So,
fantastic. That's beautiful. Congratulations, my brother, and all the best to our First Nations students across this country. And CQ University, thumbs up. Fantastic. It is a team effort, and it also stamps out racism, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We tackle issues of racism in curriculum and in teaching. We tackle issues of institutional racism.
Yes.
What it looks like, the silent stalker that, it's not like your everyday garden variety racism. It sits deep within the othering of our mob and sits within the very mechanics of the institution itself. Mm. So we look at ways that we can navigate that.
Yep.
Walking in partnership with non-Indigenous academics and senior leaders.
Yep.
That's one of the key tenets of reconciliation is that you're doing it together. You're not doing it apart. So it's been fabulous being part of an institution that really, really has taken valued our mob so much that it's put it front and centre of a lot of the work that's happening across the universities at a time.
At a time, very important
time.
There's
a lot of politicisation occurring.
Ain't that the truth, for sure, at the moment we live in. But Dr. Gary, thank you for sharing, and look, all the best to yourself and all the deadly mob, your team, and the students there, CQ across the country. And we'll yarn soon, my friend. All the best, brother. Dr. Gary, thank you.
Take care. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Bye. A deadly yarn there. Dr. Gary Fry, his name is, and First Nations Studies, and manager and academic lead on the CQ University Empowers First Nations Education across the curriculum. So that's all courses, focus and incorporating curriculum across all CQU courses. Fantastic. So hats off to CQU and also brother man there, Dr. Gary Fry. Have you seen yarn up strong? With that, black image everywhere. Do enjoy.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, cultural custodian and knowledge holder Matthew Doyle unites with a leading career charity to amplify the voices of First Nations people. Indigenous Literacy Day, and during Blood Cancer Month, Matthew Doyle, a descendant of the Murawara people, cultural custodian and knowledge holder, is uniting with the Leukemia Foundation as a voice for the First Nations people. And we're going to catch up, have a yarn with the brother online now. And Matthew there. Matthew, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, brother, for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah, I'm Matthew Doyle. Murawara descendant from Brewarrina.
Yes.
Born and raised on Gadigal land here in Sydney.
Sydney, beautiful. Thank you, brother, coming to the program. Now, sadly, experiencing the darkness of blood cancer when you tragically lost both of your sons, twin sons, Sean and
yes.
Jeremy, to blood cancer at the ages of 1 and 2 years old, respectively. Brother, shed some light in regard to blood cancer and what's it all about and how do we get testing for it. And yeah, tell us your story there, please, Matthew.
Sure. So, yeah, my my boys were diagnosed back in 1995, quite a while ago. Twin boys, identical twins. And they were both diagnosed with different types of leukemia.
Mm.
Acute myeloid leukemia and acute lymphoblastic leukemia, and they were diagnosed just a few months apart.
So is that hereditary, Matthew?
No, it isn't.
It's not.
No.
So tell us
not
about
hereditary.
Blood cancer. Can you shed some light on the actual disease, please, brother?
Yeah, leukemia is what they had, and there are different types of leukemia.
Okay.
And they... They're blood cancers, so they usually start like within your bone marrow.
Yes.
And then and affect your blood cells and your blood tissues. So they attack your white blood cells and if your white blood cells are low or being attacked or that's where the disease is, then you can't fight, your body can't fight infections.
So with the, fatality? Is it a disease that's not curable?
It is curable.
It is, okay. Well, that's the good news.
It is curable. There are people that have survived different types of blood cancers. Probably with the boys only being babies.
Yeah.
Just didn't have the strength,
to
fight it off. And, we tried all the treatments and bone marrow transplants and cord blood transplants
yes.
and everything. It just, because our babies are too, too hard, too difficult.
So you're fighting for the spirits of your two boys, Sean and Jeremy. You've become an ambassador of the Leukemia Foundation and a voice for First Nation people. Is that right?
Yes. That's correct.
That's fantastic, brother. So what do we need to do in regarding blood cancer? Do like annual checkups? How does it all work there, brother?
Yeah, look, you know, everyone should have, you know, a blood test.
Yes.
You know, regardless of you feeling, you know, bad or whatever.
Mm. And all ages, by the sounds of it, when you're talking about your young boys, 1 or 2 year olds, 2 year olds.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So, you know, you should have blood tests every 12 months.
Okay.
And that'll pick up, you know, what's happening with your body.
And if diagnosed early, we can have a higher chance of tackling it.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. You know, and there are symptoms to you know, look out for as well.
Yes.
You know, fatigue. You're getting frequent, you know, infections.
Mm.
A lot of bruising or bleeding. Mm. Loss of appetite. Night sweats. These can all be symptoms of, you know, of blood cancers.
Yes.
So, like you said, the earlier you get checked out, you know, it increases your chances of survival.
So it sounds, brother, that you are living three lives and your two boys in your life and being proactive in this space, my brother.
Absolutely. And you know, I mean, personally myself, I had cancer last year.
Okay.
And I, you know, we managed to catch it early and I'm...
Yes.
I had to say that I'm currently in remission.
Good, okay.
So, you know, having had that experience with my boys,
yes,
you know, told me to get in early and get myself checked out and that, you know, they were able to catch it early and treat it.
Yes.
But, you know, there's a lot of support out there. Leukemia Foundation has a dedicated phone line for people to call if they have any concerns.
Sure.
The personalised support is there, which is critical. Mm. And the website as well,
bloodcancer.org.au.
You can always look that up.
Yep.
And they have a First Nations booklet.
Okay.
Just for our mob where you can find all of that information.
Okay, that's fantastic. So that's on that web page. Thank you very much for sharing, my brother. And look, lead from the front with your two boys' spirits with you, close to you, in your heart. And thank you for the work that you're doing, my brother. Look, you stay strong,
welcome.
My brother. You stay strong, stay black, stay deadly. And we'll yarn soon, Matthew.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.
All right. See you, bud.
So that's what it's all about, getting tested, your mob, and we shouldn't be laxy-daisy with it. Every time you go for your checkup, annual checkup, no matter what age, for our pickaninnies as well, especially for our elders, and get checkups for everything. Yeah, get your blood tested, and that's what it's all about, and that helps in regard to keeping the yucky diseases away. We're talking about blood cancer, which is very sad for Matthew Doyle there, who lost his two sons. Twin boys, ages 1 and 2 years old, respectively. Okay, with that, have you say, Yarn Up Strong, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
People together, yeah.
Drive Steady. That's Red Sand Beat Band and Drive Steady. Too deadly, that track. And you all need to do that when you're out on the roads. Drive steady, drive carefully. Where you see bolts, no talking on the phones, all that stuff. Very important. Coming up to, hey, jumping out early. Coming up to Christmas, I reckon. Shut up. But it's only around the corner. There it is. Trinity Trevor going to sign off for today's program. Your mob, thank you so very much. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We've got the news coming up very soon via NERS, National News Radio Service. And big shout out to all the First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours. Deadly Black Network, keep doing what you're doing, your mob. And Trinity Trev signing off. Thank you for your company.